This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dub Nation, you're invited to take your seat.
Take a seat
at the Warriors Roundtable.
It's a three, in and out, rebound, Payton, out to Curry, lets it fly, three ball, left corner pocket.
Welcome to the table of the exclusive home of your Golden State Warriors, 95-7 the game.
Curry fires away, three ball, above the break.
Here's Kevin Dana.
Right there.
And Gary St. Jean.
What up, folks? Happy Tuesday evening. Welcome to Warriors Roundtable. Kevin Dan alongside Gary St. Jean. We want to hear from you, the listener, all hour long. We are taking your calls. 888-957-9570. Is Andrew Wiggins going to be an all-star? Does Draymond Green deserve MVP consideration like Quinn Snyder says he should? How hyped are you for Klay's return? We'll hit on all those topics. Want to hear from you on those topics in Morgan, 888-957-9570. And a reminder that the Warriors 2021-22 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. But first, Gary, let's talk about the win last night over the Miami Heat, a very hobbled Miami Heat team. No Bam Adebayo. Unfortunately, Jimmy Butler going down with the ankle injury in the third quarter. They still hung tough. The Warriors won 115-108. And Gary, I want to start with the ball movement in that game. And the last two games, the win over Utah without Draymond Green, and then last night with Draymond Green, 39 assists. They are really playing some good team basketball right now.
Well, I'll use another adjective. I'll call it excellent ball movement. I just marvel at what they're getting done. And, you know, it starts with Steve Kerr, you know, preaching good shot, great shot. You and I have chatted about that, that if I have a good shot and you're open next to me and you got a great shot, the ball doesn't even hesitate. It just moves. And you move the ball and you move people, and it's the most unique style in the NBA. Nobody is playing the NBA game like the Warriors are right now. And that record goes all the way, way, way back of 39 assists back-to-back. And it speaks volumes. I mean, Draymond had 10 in the first half. It just tremendous. And, you know, Steph's shooting wasn't on, but he was moving the ball beautifully. And you had a bunch of other guys. You know, when I start to move it and you start to move it, it becomes infectious. And it just, the ball makes sweet music. It sings. And I just love watching this. It's just, the defense has been tremendous. The energy, the enthusiasm. But when they got the ball moving like this, it's tough to beat. As you noted, Kev, Miami, an undermanned team. They had a lot of guys out. They hung in there. What were they down, 5 or 6 when Butler went down? And, You know, they gave a heck of an effort. But, again, you step up and win a really solid home win against a very good opponent.
Yeah, the Miami Heat are a team to me. It feels like they could be out all five of their starters for an entire season and still find a way to finish like 40-42. That's just the way they are.
Well, you know, it's a team. There's a lot of similarities. There's a culture. Both franchises have created a culture. They both have tremendous head coaches. Steve Kerr will be head coach of USA team. One of his assistants will be Spoelstra. And they both have great front offices. They both have great ownership. They have great leadership. You know, in Butler and Lowry, you look at the Warriors nucleus with Andre and Draymond and Clay and Steph and Looney. And those are the veteran guys that are back. And you just look at it and you say there's a lot of similarities. Now, they play a little bit more different, but a lot of respect for Miami Heat.
Again, we want to hear from you all hour long, 888-957-9570. Let's take it to line one where Coach Duran in Union City wants to talk about Wiggins and last night's win. Coach, what's going on?
Hey, good evening, fellas. Warriors came through yesterday. That was stupendous and brilliant. Nice little win versus the Miami Heat. This year, I do think slightly the benefit of the doubt, Wiggins should be an All-Star. He's been pretty solid and concrete. He's been consistent. I got to give the slight, barely a couple points edge to Wiggins for an All-Star vote this year. Go Warriors.
Coach, thanks for the call. And Gary, this is the question, well, outside of when is Clay returning, and we'll get to Clay's return in a little bit, but is Andrew Wiggins an All-Star? I'll pose that question to you.
Well, let's have some fun.
All right.
Let's go down south, and you're going to obviously, Booker and Paul will make it. Ayton's been out a number of games. Does he make it? If he makes it, then Wiggins definitely makes it. Now, here's something you got to think about. In L.A., nobody's going to make it from the Clippers, correct?
You don't think Paul George?
No, he's been out for, gosh sakes, I don't know, 20 games? We'll have to look
like
and see how many games he's played.
When,
I mean, he plays
tremendous.
He's played
25, 26 right now. It will be 20-plus games that he's missed when he returns at the end of January.
So we can debate him, but there's only one guy on the Lakers. Anthony Davis is not going to make it. So that's another spot that's open. Do you take Dame Lillard? He's had a poor shooting year, and he's missed a lot of games. A lot of people think he'll get taken just out of respect. And then we keep going around these playoff teams. Ja Morant, to me, he's automatic. Denver, the Joker's going to be the only guy there. Utah, Mitchell. Does Gobert make it? I don't know.
I think so.
Probably so.
15,
okay.
15 and two blocks.
But you can see where I'm going.
Yeah.
I think he's got a heck of a chance to make it. I really, really do. If they continue to play this well and individually he keeps playing like this, I really think he's got an excellent chance to make it.
So I was looking down the list of names, much like you were, Gary. And yes, I'm with you. Jokic, Donovan Mitchell, LeBron James, Ja Morant, for sure. Then you kind of go down Luka Doncic. He's not up to his potential, but still, he's 24, 8, and 9, basically.
But, Kev, you know what? He'll make it because of who he is, but he's missed 10 games. And the Warriors play them tomorrow night, and I'm going to give you the scouting report later tonight. He's not playing terrific. He's putting up numbers, but he's not playing like Luka Doncic in the playoffs.
That's very true. You mentioned the Suns players, and if DeAndre's kind of that question mark right there, he's got to be top 12 basically in the Western Conference, and not to mention Steph and Draymond on his own team. I think it's going to be close. I think he's deserving of the All-Star spot, but then you look at a guy like Karl-Anthony Towns, and the Timberwolves are under 500, but they're in the play-in consideration. He's 24-9. Anthony Edwards is. I'm not saying that Anthony Edwards should get in over Andrew Wiggins, but he is putting up 22, 5, 3 in his steal and a half and is a guy who is contributing to much more winning than the Timberwolves are used to. It's going to be close, is all I'm saying.
I agree with you. You make a good case, but for me, more and more people are just talking about the importance of winning. And I'll give you one of those two guys up in Minnesota, but not both.
Okay.
And yeah. So now you tally up what we've got. And okay. Boy, you're right. He's right there on the bubble. It's going to be really, really interesting. I think we've covered just about every team. And
all right, so I'm going to number these players out right now. Steph Curry, one. Draymond Green, two.
Yep.
I'm not saying necessarily in order, just you got to get to 12. Nikola Jokic, three. Donovan Mitchell, four. LeBron James, five. Luka Doncic, six. Ja Morant, seven. Chris Paul, eight. Devin Booker, nine. Karl Anthony Towns, 10. Damian Lillard, 11. That's 11 players already who probably have a good chance of being ahead of Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins, 12. And then you're looking at Rudy Gobert. And, hey, I know he hasn't had a good year, but he plays for the Lakers and he's a former MVP. Russell Westbrook, with half of the fan vote, could get his way into that conversation. I'm not saying he's an all-star, but you have to, as a Laker, and Anthony Davis too. I know you said, Gary, that he's not making it this year, but with the fan vote, that's another guy that he's going to be contending against.
Well, I haven't had my dinner yet, and I don't have my glass of wine in front of me, so I'm not going to get sick when you start talking about Westbrook.
Hey, I'm not saying he's an all-star.
Hey, listen, if he makes it, it's going to snow like heck here in Danville next week. there is no way he deserves to be on the all-star team.
I am with you.
I can't even get out of the batter's box on that one. Davis, you know, I respect this, who he is as a player. But you got it. I think you named 13 guys and you didn't have Westbrook and Davis. And, you know, people are going to get into debate about Lillard. He probably will make it because of who he is, but that's, you know, you could make a hard debate there, but I like your
list.
You
really could. Yeah. And so it's going to go down to the wire is what we're saying. And hopefully Andrew Wiggins is able to get into that top 12. Now how it works, of course, the fan voting goes to the top for the starting five, and that's 50% of the vote. And then the coaches select, and hey, if Steve Kerr is the head coach of one of those teams, I think Andrew Wiggins has a pretty good shot.
Well, he does, and he hate to say it, but invariably, as we get closer to the game, somebody gets injured almost every year, and they've got to get a replacement in there. So it's almost like, you know, who are the top 13? And I know this. I did it for a long time, voting as a coach. Winning means something to the coaches. If two guys are even, they're not going to take a guy who's really on a subpar team unless he's very special. You know, for a lot of years, I was up there with Mitch Richmond, and he made it every year. And it was just because he was a fabulous player. But it's a group that really puts an emphasis on winning. So I just want to give praise to Wiggins. You know, I just think being in this culture, being in this environment, tip my hat to Bob Myers, bringing in Andre Iguodala, bringing in Porter. These are veteran guys. And Andre especially, leading the way, showing them how to be a pro, doing your work every single day. Your mental preparation. Who are you playing against? What's your defensive assignments? Do you have a mismatch against a guy who's bigger than you that you can drive on? Or do you have a guy that's like lackadaisical and going to leave you open for corner threes? I just think he's grown tremendously. And I think I can make, you know, not an all-star, but boy, oh boy, have I been excited about watching Poole.
Oh, he has been awesome. And we're going to talk about Poole on the other side of the break with his 32-point performance in the win over Miami, coming off the bench, a role he's going to have to get used to when Klay Thompson returns. We'll talk about the Klay Thompson return as well on the other side of this break. But first, Dub Nation, it's all about the numbers this All-Star weekend. We've been talking about Wiggins. The Warriors have 96 total All-Star appearances in our 75-year history, including 16 combined appearances from members on the current team. Go to warriors.com/dubthevote today to get your favorite players into this year's All-Star Game. Dub the Vote, presented by Google Cloud. We'll be back after this break on Warriors Roundtable on 95.7 The Game.
Each and every member of Dub Nation has a seat at this table.
If everybody would please take your seats.
The Warriors Roundtable has returned on 95.7 The Game.
Knocked it down straight on for about 28 feet.
Now back to Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean.
Cache Creek Casino Resort is starting the new year in a winning mood. For 25 consecutive days, they're giving away unbelievable prizes to lucky Warriors fans, like autographed team basketballs, autographed jerseys, gift cards, and more. To enter Cache Creek 25 Days of Winning, presented by Cache Creek Casino Resort, visit warriors.com/25 days. Kevin Dan alongside Gary St. Jean talking a little bit more about the win over Miami, because we got to talk about Jordan Poole. Second game coming back from health and safety protocols. Second game off the bench this year, and man, was he electric. 32 points on 12 of 17, also 5 assists, 5 of 9 from downtown. And after the game, this is what Steve Kerr had to say about how Poole has adjusted to his new role and how he performed against the Heat.
Well, he's handled things beautifully coming off the bench and coming off a 10-day hostage situation in Boston. I would have gone crazy in, 10 days in my hotel room. So the fact that he stayed ready, he was working out in his room every day, just trying to keep his conditioning. And then to come back, rejoin the team, and have his role change and to respond the way he has, it's just amazing. It shows you how much he's grown and matured and what a good player he is.
And Gary, this is just year three for Jordan Poole.
Yeah, he's a young guy, and his first couple of years I got a little frustrated because I thought his game was loose. But again, the word is that nobody spends more time in the practice facility than he does. He has a love of the game and a thirst to get better. And he's listening to the veteran guys. And, to have a guy like Steve Kerr handle this situation perfect, he comes back. You think, okay, well, maybe he'll start till Klay comes back. But no, they've already got him in this role coming off the bench, and they're starting Peyton instead to get him comfortable with this. And a player senses when there's a need for him to step up. And Steph struggled to shoot the ball, and he's done this before where there's been a little lull in Steph scoring, and he steps up in a big way. And I've just been impressed because it's the what I call three levels. It's the three ball, the mid-range, and then taking it to the rack all the way. And he's been superlative in all those areas. And, he's reading the defense. He's not – a lot of young players are in a rush. He's reading the defense, and he's taking what's given, and he's creating for others. He's made a couple great passes, especially last night. So I think his effort on the defensive end is strong. And I love some comments today that he and Andre Iguodala were making. Iguodala was talking about him and how on the road he likes to take him out for dinner and talk to him about evaluating his game and talking about, okay, now what do you want to do in the next month? What do you want to do in the next 6 months? And then what do you want to do next year and long term? And so he's getting guidance from wonderful people, and I think this really helps him grow.
Definitely. And there's a really good article that I think you're alluding to that was written by Anthony Slater and Marcus Thompson of The Athletic that kind of goes into that kind of stuff, how the Warriors as an organization are kind of bringing Jordan Poole along. You mentioned Andre Iguodala, how he's taken a liking to Jordan Poole. They kind of detailed some of the back and forth that Jordan and Draymond Green will get into, but they're it's kind of done in a baseline of mutual respect for each other. Jordan Poole, he's you know, I guess as a rookie you'd call him a precocious rook because he, as you mentioned, he played a little loose. He would take some shots that you'd kind of scratch your head, but he had that confidence from day one. And then you combine that with the hard work. Bob Myers was on with Bonte and Joe Shasky earlier today on the Morning Roast talking about kind of how they have that tracking data, who gets into the gym, how often they're there, how many shots they're putting up, all that. And Jordan Poole is kind of winning all those metrics. So you combine the confidence, his hard work, and the skill he has, and the kind of the bounce, the underrated bounce that he has, you saw with the dunk over Omer Yurtseven last night. You put all that together, and you have a guy who could very well be in contention for most improved player of the year, and we'll see how he continues to play off the bench. And it would be more than half of the season, maybe a guy who gets a look for sixth man of the year if he continues to play like this when he's coming off the bench.
Well, Kev, I had no idea that he had that kind of hop. I really didn't. That was impressive. And you make a good point about that article and Andre talking to him about the sixth man, how Andre had been a starter, and they asked him to come off the bench. And that was a key for this franchise, that he was willing to do that. You know, as a young guy growing up in Massachusetts, the Celtics, Red Auerbach started that six-man role. And he had a number of guys in that role. There was Frank Ramsey, there was John Havlicek, even Nelly did it for a while. And then when I went with Nelly to Milwaukee, we had a guy named Junior Bridgman, and he talked about how he got ready when he went in the game, and Havlicek did the same thing. What they tried to do is get down the floor early, and if it wasn't a set play, to backpick, meaning you sneak up behind a guy, you backpick him, and cause chaos with the defense. You pick and pop, and that gives you physical contact and gets you open. Now, Steph has talked about this. He loves the back pick. One of the great guys that that the Warriors have had over the years was Chris Mullin, usage of the back pick. And so Poole is going to get acclimated to this role. And I think he's going to adjust beautifully. And it's because of guys like Andre who've been in this role that they can kind of guide him along in this. And I think it's exciting because he's going to have a defined role on this team. And, you know, I just think him and Wiggins just this year, they've got to be given a lot of praise because they've played probably better than everybody saw in their crystal ball as they went into this year. And that's why this team has the record that it does.
And Jordan Poole has just made a big jump in year three, to your point, Gary, going from 8 and change as a rookie to 12 points per game his second year and 18.1 this year. With a move to the bench, Gary, how much would that affect his minutes? He's at 30 minutes per game. How much would you expect him to play minutes-wise in a sixth-man role?
Well, I think they can get him close. They do a great job with that. Mike Brown is a wizard. I don't know how they plan all of that. And Steve nods his head and off they go with the plan about who's coming in when and that kind of thing. And obviously it's game to game with matchups. But I don't see any reason why he can't get close to there. Maybe it'll be 25, 27. Maybe some nights it's more. Keep in mind that the Warriors are really locked in on Draymond and Steph. They don't want them playing more than 33, maybe some nights 35. They don't want that. They're really locked in about, you know, the whole season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And so with that mind, as a coach, you're breaking down minutes and you say, okay, my guards, I got 96 minutes, 48 apiece. You know, my small forwards, you know, I got 48 there, and my other forward, that's 96. How am I breaking up the five spot? And what's beautiful for this team is they have a lot of multi-position players. I don't think anybody looks better in the different roles that he's played than Otto Porter. All his career, Georgetown, Washington,
He was a three. Here, with the changes in the NBA game, he's been a stretch four and sometimes a five, and he's blocking shots and rebounding. I've never seen him do this. And he's played terrific. So they'll break it down, but I think they'll get close. The guy whose minutes might go down a good amount, because he's starting right now, will be Gary Payton the second. Because Clay will come in. And again, with Clay, they're not going to give him 30 minutes right away. They're going to play him a segment in the first period, a segment in the third. I don't know if it's going to be 8 minutes or whatever. And they're progressively going to build him up. They're not going to be just throwing him in there for 30-plus minutes.
Yeah, they say it's going to be like 18 potentially, and we'll get it more into Clay. Like 18-ish to start and then ramp it up towards 30. Just 1 point to your Otto Porter rebounding point, which I thought was really good suggestion or a really good point you made, Gary. For his career, he averages around five rebounds per game in 26 minutes per contest. This year, it's five rebounds per game just about in 21 minutes per contest. So he's rebounding at a higher rate this year. The Dub Nation, don't be cavalier about cheering on your Dubs. Cleveland is coming to the Bay on January 9th. Join us live at Chase Center as the Warriors face the Cleveland Cavaliers, presented by State Farm. All fans in attendance will get a free splash towel. Get your tickets now at warriors.com or call 888-GSW-HOOP. Representatives are standing by, and of course, that could very well be, not set in stone, but it could very well be the return of one Klay Thompson. It has been 936 days since he's last played in an NBA game, and we will talk about Klay's impending return on the other side of this break on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean are holding court.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
At the Warriors Roundtable.
You can't handle the truth!
Curry, screened by Draymond Curry, gets free for three. Got it!
On 95.7 The Game. Now back to Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean.
Welcome back to Warriors Roundtable. Let's take a look at some upcoming broadcasts presented by Ticketmaster. A two-game road trip awaits the Dubs starting tomorrow at Dallas, 4:30 p.m. tip time, 4 p.m. airtime on 95.7 The Game, followed by the back end of the back-to-back Thursday at New Orleans, 5 p.m. tip time on air with Tim Roy at 4:30. Then back home, presented by State Farm, Sunday, January 9th against the Cavaliers. 5:30 p.m. tip time, 5 p.m. on air on 95.7. Then back on the road Tuesday, January 11th at Memphis, 5 p.m. tip time, 4:30 airtime. And then Thursday, January 13th at Milwaukee on 95.7. The Game, 4:30 tip, 4 p.m. airtime. And that road trip actually continues at Chicago the very next day. That is going to be a very tough road trip. But Gary, January 9th. Against Cleveland, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, could very well be the return of Klay Thompson. This is from his article on ESPN that was posted yesterday. There's optimism that Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson will make his return against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Sources told ESPN a final decision on Thompson's debut is expected to be made once the Warriors return from that back-to-back against Dallas and New Orleans. So on Friday, we could potentially know for sure if one Klay Thompson will be returning on Sunday against Cleveland.
I thought it was kind of cool the way Klay was holding up his fingers, giving you 6 days away. And I got to share with you, the entire NBA is excited for Klay Thompson to come back. This guy is really respected and well-liked in the NBA. He just does his job, and he's a class guy, and you just wish him nothing but the best. And you saw this week that they had a video of him making 24 straight threes. That stroke didn't go away. Nope. And the key is going to be on the defensive end, how dominant he could be, because he guarded everybody on the perimeter that was a quality player. So we'll see how his lateral mobility is and stamina and those kind of things, abilities to get around screens on off the ball. And I just hope he holds up really well. And if he can, you know, hey, this is no, everybody's thinking this. If he can be, what do you want to say, Kev? 70, 75, 80%? Yeah. I don't know. This team's got
something
a great
like
shot. It's, you know, boy, oh boy, I'm looking at Utah. I'm looking at Phoenix. I'm looking at Milwaukee. I'm looking at the Nets. If he comes back and is just a shade of his old self, watch out, because this team will be have its experienced veteran winning championship players, plus this bench that's been unbelievable. And, you know, it just feels special.
Yeah, it certainly feels special. A bench that will get deeper with Jordan Poole being a full-time sixth man, and whatever they do with the center spot with either Kevon Looney coming off the bench or James Wiseman coming off the bench. I mean, it is going to be exciting for sure. And Draymond Green recently saying the world of basketball, the entire basketball world, is looking forward to seeing Klay returning.
Well, they are. You know, he expressed it in perfect form. You know, this guy, Sunday, the ratings will be unbelievable. People, because people just love him. But how about being at the game and the ovation that he's going to get? It's going to be, you know, we've already been treated to, you know, Steph when he came back off the road trip with the record. And now this is going to happen. And the Warrior fans are smart. They're loyal, and you know, they love their players, and they're going to give them a lot of love. There's no doubt about it.
So there was a bright spot, I'd say, too, as we kind of continue along with Klay Thompson potentially returning. You know, the Denver game got Knicks postponed to March 7th. The bright spot of that is that it allowed Klay Thompson to scrimmage for the first time with Steph Curry, and the first chance to play with Andrew Wiggins, and they've been on the same team for nearly 2 years.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Here's Wiggins, and he's probably looking around and saying, holy moly. I mean, now that Andre's come back, and, you know, I think Looney right now might be playing as well as he's ever played.
Yes.
And, you know, then you've got Klay, Steph, and Draymond, and you're like, you know, Wiggins is probably saying, wow. I mean, this is amazing. So, you know, he's just soaking it all in and, you know, come along for the ride.
I got to ask you, Gary, going into that Thursday at Denver, three guys went into health and safety protocols for the Nuggets. That left them with seven available bodies plus four guys who were questionable. Was that a little bit of gamesmanship from the Nuggets to say, let's postpone this and not make those questionable guys probable and available to play?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that that hasn't happened before in the NBA. I mean, it's a tough business, and if you can get any kind of an upper hand, you're going to do it. And maybe question people will question you. You'd say, who, me? I wouldn't do that. and even, you know, you're talking to the league, and, you know, they're always on top of things. The league has a pulse. Like before COVID, when you want an injury exception and things like that, they would scrutinize you to the nth level to make sure you weren't pulling a fast one. And so Draymond kind of laid it out there, you know, just saying, hey, come on now, what's the rules? This is an advantage for them. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, maybe Denver gets it straightened out because they got beat last night by Dallas. So anyway, they've got a good team, and without Porter and Murray, they've done a good job. They've played a lot of road games. But with that said, you could make that case. I'm not going to be strongly opposed to what Draymond had to share.
Because now it turns into an extended road trip March
7th. I saw that.
First, it was going to be you had at Minnesota on the 1st, at Dallas on the 3rd, at the Lakers on the 5th, and then at home against the Clippers on the 8th. Now you work in that game at Denver on March 7th, and then you're back in Denver on March 10th. So
that's
a tough turnaround right there.
Well, it is. You know, it reminds me of the old days. You know, we used to play three nights in a row, And a lot of times we'd play 4 and 5 nights. And you had no idea what city you were in. You know, it was amazing. You're just chugging along trying to get through it. And, you know, we used to call these days the dog days between the holidays and the All-Star break. You're kind of just boom, boom, boom. Here we go. Here we go. And then when you get past the All-Star break in, I don't know, second or third week in February, then you can see the finish line. You know, you can feel, you know, April 10th coming, and you're getting excited, you know, trying to get your game to where you want it to be. But, boy, that's a tough stretch. But, you know, you can complain and all that kind of thing, but everybody's got to play 82, unless you get canceled. But now they've supposedly filled them all back in. I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine every team will get to 82 games one way or another. Well, let's look at game number 37 for Golden State tomorrow against the Mavericks. And Luka Doncic just returned to the lineup. Second game back was last night. You mentioned their win over the Denver Nuggets. He had 21 points, 8 rebounds, 15 assists, and 4 steals in his second game back from health and safety protocols. And you teased it earlier, Gary. So let's hear that scouting report on how to defend Luka Doncic.
Well, our pals should know that my son Greg's an assistant coach with Jason Kidd. So I was up Wednesday to Saturday. I was up in Sacramento because they played there Wednesday and Friday. And Friday was Greg's birthday, so it was like a homecoming for me to go back up there. And the Kings people were tremendous to us. Brought my grandson William and my daughter Emily and son-in-law Patrick and the granddaughter Cassidy and MJ came, and we just had the best time. And for me, it was special to see old friends and old people that work there. And it's a different feel when you watch a team in person. Now, Luka didn't play yet. This team got really a lot of criticism in the past for not being very good defensively. They are much, much better. Jason should really take a bow for this. They're in the top 10 over the last 2-3 weeks. Now, that's not to say they're going to shut down the Warrior attack, but they've got a lot of wing players. Timmy Hardaway's son, Bullock, and Brunson is really, really playing well.
Yes.
He's probably been their best player. Now, Porzingis is in the protocol, so he will not play. And the center position, you know who's doing a heck of a job down there is Chris, who the Warriors had, and he had the broken leg last year. He's doing a good job down there. And so I look at them, and they struggle to score because they're not a good shooting perimeter team. They struggle making threes. So I just don't know if they can score enough to beat the Warriors. Now, it's a special night because they're retiring Luka's number. I mean, Nowitzki's number, which is going to be fabulous. 18 years, fabulous career. And but when you look at Luka, you're going to think I'm nuts. When you look at his line last night and you say, holy cow, he was terrific. He's not even close to being where he was. He's not in good physical shape. He's had a lingering ankle problem. Last night, he had, 14 assists, and he really delivered the ball, and sometimes he attacked the rim. I don't think he's found his stride as to when to look to score and when to give it up. He's passing up some good shot opportunities. I am going to say to you, Kev, he is one of the top five players in the entire league. And what worries me a little bit about him, he can get ball dominant. Now, what do I mean by that? There's a little bit of Harden there when he was with the Rockets. And when he was out 10 games, I thought Dallas did a good job moving the ball. Their assist numbers were very good. So it'll be a good road test. But I think the Warriors, if they play a good game, can get a win there.
Yeah, the stuff with Luka this year and obviously not being in game shape necessarily. I mean, you think about what he did with the Slovenian national team in the Olympics. True. And there wasn't that big of a layoff. Now, they lost in the first round last year. But how much do you think that is a layover from having played in the Olympics this summer and then not really having much of a chance to rest before then? And then he kind of takes that break. And then it's like, oh, he looks a little out of shape.
Well, we got to keep in mind he's 22 years old. And I don't feel the real veteran leadership like the Warriors have. You know, Jason can talk till he's blue in the face, and he's trying. And but to have an Andre Iguodala to mentor you means a lot to the Warrior young players. They don't have that. And so they're looking at ways. And, you know, Luka, he's a fabulous player. He's a great guy. His agent is Bill Duffy, who's, you know, Bay Area guy, Walnut Creek, yep. A fabulous guy and a great agent. And so it's a maturity process. He's got to understand what it takes to get his body in peak condition. And when he does that, to maximize his individual potential, but then he leads his team. And, you know, when you're not in the best shape you want to be in, there's slippage. And I think in time here, he'll get in really good shape. But I guess I'm kind of greedy because I love watching him play when he's in great shape. Because last year, what he did in the playoffs, holy moly, that was great stuff to watch. So tomorrow's game will be a treat to watch.
It really will. Last year when they played in Dallas, one of the games that was an ABC primetime game, an absolute classic. The Mavericks won a nail-biter in that game. And then on Thursday, back into the back-to-back against the Pelicans, and kind of the biggest story with New Orleans this year is the guy who hasn't been playing for them, the number one pick of 2019, Zion Williamson. And obviously, at the time, he was the slam dunk number one pick. But you got to wonder how much the Pelicans are going back and wishing, oh, I wish we had the number two pick that year.
Yeah, because you would have taken Ja Morant.
Yeah.
Who you can get in an argument. He's definitely an all-star, and now people are starting to talk about him as an all-pro and, you know, listing the point guards and all that kind of thing. That guy there, boy, he's really special. Now, we've had some heavy guys like Charles Barkley who've been able to be – the durability wasn't an issue. We've had other guys. We had John Hot Plate Williams back in the 80s that he was a tremendous talent, and he ate his way out of the league. And this young guy, I think he's a tremendous guy, but this injury, it's a lower extremity, so it's hard to get a lot of cardio work. And I don't know how his diet is, but he looks big again, and you're worried about him holding up. And so there's frustration on his part, probably in the organization, probably with the fans. Ingram's been out, and he's had, you know, some injuries. So that team, you know, they're a disappointment. There isn't any doubt about it. They made some moves, and they haven't worked out well for them. And, you know, Willie Green is down there, former Warrior assistant, yep. Great guy. And so you hope they do well, but that's just hanging on you as to, you know, can this guy hold up? And, you know, then he's going to be a restricted free agent, and is he going to want to stay there? And so there's a lot of question marks with that franchise.
Yeah, you really do feel for Willie Green. Not the ideal situation when your star player is out for the entire season. Also, a shout-out to former Santa Cruz Warriors head coach Casey Hill, who is staff, the son of Bob Hill, former longtime NBA head coach.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned it, though, Gary. He can sign that rookie extension after this season. It would be 25% of the cap. It's somewhere in the range of 5 years and $181 million. That is a lot of money to invest in a guy that has missed more than half of the available games. But his talent is undeniable. What do you do if you're the Pelicans?
Well, you don't have a lot of assets. And I think you're almost backed in the corner to sign him. You know, when you're with a franchise that just look, and you got to accumulate great players. And if he stays healthy, there's no doubt about it, he can be special. I mean,
They've tried to run him at the point forward, and he's been successful at that. They put him on the box. He's been good there. He's got that quickness, that second jump that very few people have. And you just hope like heck that the bone is healing. Those are tough ones, and you're pulling for the guy because we've seen a lot of guys, you know, with feet problem that, no bigger example, say, than Bill Walton back in the old days. I mean, it really shortened his career, and it's tough.
So that's what the Warriors are looking at coming up at Dallas tomorrow night and at New Orleans on Thursday night, 4:30 p.m. tip time tomorrow, 5 p.m. tip time on Thursday. You can listen to Tim Roy on the call for both of those games, just as you can all year long on 95.7 The Game. That will do it for us tonight. For Gary St. Jean, a big thank you to Sam Lubman and Sterling Bennett. I'm Kevin Dana saying adios. You've been listening to Warriors Roundtable on 95.7 The Game. Have a good evening, everyone.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.